I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to this segment. My name is Buddy Shula. Good to have you here. And it's hard to believe that the year is almost over with, but we are here with Independent Health, and we're going to talk a little about that. Carrie Meyer, who's the Executive Director of Independent Health Foundation, is on the line here, on the direct line of my big behind. How you doing there, Carrie?
Really good. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so independenthealthfoundation.org is your website. First of all, tell me about the Independent Health Foundation. What does it do? What purpose does it have?
So actually, Independent Health Foundation was started 30 years ago, and the whole inception of the foundation was because of First Night Buffalo. So Independent Health, as the local health plan here in Western New York, they were the main sponsor of First Night Buffalo 33 years ago. It was originally brought to Buffalo by Western New York United Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse and Rich Products, and they were partnering with Independent Health. And when they realized, you know, how much resources went into the event, they didn't feel it was something they can continue, and they asked their main sponsor, who was Independent Health, if they would like to carry the torch and continue hosting the New Year's Eve celebration.
I cannot believe this thing's been going on. Going to be 34 years. I remember 34 years ago.
Right? Isn't that crazy? I've been involved for 28 years, and it's been so amazing just to watch how it's changed. But the Independent Foundation, when it started, again, the very first event was the First Night Buffalo. First Night is the New Year's Eve, the drug and alcohol-free New Year's Eve celebration, and it is celebrated across many cities across the world. And it's the, you know, the non-traditional celebration, right? It's a fun, family-friendly event and celebration, and it's the not in the traditional fashion, right? Like we leave out, you know, the alcohol, and it's trying to showcase that you can have a great experience with your family, you know, just doing a healthy New Year's Eve.
And once again, Independent Health is involved this year with the 34th annual. This is like one of the biggest, I think, ball drops in the country, right? They get a lot of people for that.
They absolutely do. So First Night Buffalo and the ball drop are two separate events. And but we do like promote each other and recommend that we, you know, all the families attend First Night. So that's usually earlier and it's more family friendly. So it's for the kids. And the ball drop is typically for the older crowd. And, absolutely kids are welcome, but it's typically for the older crowd.
Gotcha. And we're here to talk about the First Night portion of this, which Independent Health is so greatly involved with. So tell us what is going on with this year's First Night Buffalo event.
So for the past few years, we are so fortunate that we've been partnering with the Oshai Children's Hospital to bring First Night Buffalo to Western New York. And as you know, a few years ago when the pandemic hit, we were, you know, taken back to say, what are we going to do? We need to continue to offer, you know, a New Year's Eve opportunity for the Western New York families to give them hope and, you know, give them something to look forward to. So we created a virtual format, and it proved to be very successful. So we did the virtual format for the past 2 years, and we tried to take everything that we brought downtown Buffalo in the Buffalo Convention Center, all the different entertainers. So we would have magicians and activities for kids to get involved with. We now created this virtual platform, and we have a 2-hour run that people can log on to for free. So they can log on to firstnightbuffalo.org, and they'll be able to get this online show with 10 different performances and so much more.
So is there anything, you know, so just by way of understanding, because there's a couple of platforms here for First Night this year in Buffalo. There's the virtual. There are things that are going on in the city at the convention center. Is that correct?
So there is nothing at the convention center that I'm aware of and at this time. Okay. But how we tied First Night Buffalo, so you can have the virtual platform for no cost, but you could purchase a party box. And in the box, we have tickets. And the ticket is for Buffalo Zoo Lights. So you could go to the Buffalo Zoo. You could go on New Year's Eve, but it's running now, beginning in December, and runs until January 1st. So we do have this opportunity for people that would like to, and families that would like to go out and enjoy an activity. So we encourage them to go to the Buffalo Zoo Lights. And then we also are partnering with Explore and More. So Explore and More hosts a noon New Year's Eve on New Year's Eve. So again, our event is all family friendly. So we are partnering with organizations that are already doing these great things in the community, and we're tying it all together. And then you could go home and at any time, so you can customize your day on New Year's Eve with your family. You can log on for free to firstnightbuffalo.org to get this virtual show, which is very engaging and interactive. But I mentioned this box. So we could talk about the box too.
Yeah,
there's some really cool things.
You know, it just as we're going to talk about the party box, but as we're talking, and you know, because it was around so many years, First Night, and then COVID comes around, and as it did with everything, it changed everything. So in my mind, and maybe it's a lot of people's minds, there's actually physical, you know, stuff, which isn't the case. Now it's a virtual event, but still is great for kids because, you know, people are on New Year's Eve. You know, what's a kid to do, really? I mean, it's if you're not going to go out and do anything like that, you know, go to a thousand, you know, pubs or whatever you do. You know, this is something, and, you know, what kid doesn't know how to get, you know, on the internet and do things virtually right now and stuff like that? So this is a family event that can be done online.
That's correct. And you nailed it. And I, you know, when we hosted it the last 2 years during the pandemic, this past summer, we asked the families that took part and we asked, what would you prefer, the virtual platform moving forward or going back to meeting downtown Buffalo? And the majority of the families mm-hmm. preferred the virtual platform. They really enjoyed it and had a great experience. You're right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see that. So what is the website that people are going to go on to on New Year's Eve?
So they're going to go to firstnightbuffalo.org. And the way we set it up, there's all of these different entertainers and activities, and you can watch the whole show in one sitting, or you could log on to different activities. So I mentioned this party pack that you could purchase. So there is a way to engage even more so into the event. Again, it's free on New Year's Eve, the entire performance and shows, which are great entertainers that we have typically downtown at New Year's Eve. So we've been working with them for the past 3 years to put on this virtual platform. But you could log on and just, if you want to just watch how to create balloon animals, you could watch just that one segment. And the party box that we have for sale at Tops for only $20 is an $80 value. There's a lot of things in that box, but what a great opportunity for kids like to open up this box and find things that are like, there's noisemakers in there, there's glow in the dark things, there's a disco light bulb, there's balloons, and then there's a balloon pump so you can learn how to make your own balloon animals, as I was mentioning. But there's also bubbles in there to go along with the Bubble Mania guy that we have doing the show on New Year's Eve. So we try to tie it all together. We have face paint in there, and then we on the show, we have somebody showing a tutorial how to, you know, do face painting with your kids and with your grandparents and with your parents and with your siblings. So we try to make it as engaging as possible. But there's a lot of things that are going on.
I love this. This is a whole First Night Buffalo in a technology world. And explain to me again the cost of the party box and stuff like that.
So I mentioned the performances are all free. You can watch them at any time. And we kick that off on New Year's Eve. And we have the show and all the different tutorials running for 2 weeks after New Year's Eve. But the party box is on sale at Tops, and it's only $20. And it's definitely a New Year's Eve party in the box. When you open up the box, there's kazoos like and noisemakers, as I was mentioning, the glow-in-the-dark glasses that the family could wear, glow-in-the-dark face paint. There's also the balloon pump, and there's balloons. There's the pass to go to the zoo lights at Buffalo Zoo. So it's a pass for a family of four. So we definitely encourage people to go get their box, you know, sooner than later, because so you can take, you know, opportunity of all the things that are in this box. But on New Year's Eve, you will open up your box if you have one, and you can play along with the entertainers. We have a DJ. DJ Malk is going to kick off live. So we do have Facebook Live. DJ Malk kicks off at 5 p.m., and he's done that the last 2 years. And you can put in your any lamp in your boxes. There's a disco light bulb that you can put into your lamp, and you turn your living room or your kitchen or your bedroom, wherever you're having the family, you know, gather. You know, you turn it into a disco dance party. So it's really, you know, really great. And then we encourage family members to post their pictures and all their different activities. So we also have activities that you could do. There's a lot of things that you could create to make, like how to make a balloon drop, you know, for the countdown on New Year's Eve. So we ask families to, like, you know, these are all these things that are in the box that they could show us what they're doing and how they're celebrating and how they're engaging with the first night activity.
Well, this is, I mean, it's so interesting to think that, you know, put down your PlayStation for a minute and, you know, have a family where the whole family can get involved just by sitting in the living room and gathering around the iPad or whatever you're using, and watch right. All these great festivities that Independent Health and the Independent Health, you know, Foundation is putting on for people, and the fact that you could choose and pick different things you like on there and stuff like that, that's really a wonderful idea. And again, the website is independenthealthfoundation.org. I want to talk for about a minute and a half. That's what we have left, about the foundation. Tell us about that.
So the Independent Foundation, the mission is to help improve the health of Western New York community. So we serve all Western New York community. And what we're looking to do is we're trying to provide as many opportunities for families to engage in fun and healthy activities that are free and easy to access. And how we do that is we partner with a lot of agencies and organizations that are already out there doing the great work. So we work with community organizations, the schools, churches, the Y's, Boys and Girls Club, you name it. We are trying to be out there and show that we are here. We are available with a variety of different resources, and we want to serve as many people as possible. But we definitely focus on children and families. So it's all about prevention. We need to be able to provide the right education, make people aware of the tools that are available to help them lead a healthy lifestyle. So Independent Foundation is about giving back to the community as much as possible.
One quick question before you leave. Do we know how many people were on last New Year's Eve?
We do. So we have that there was 34,000 views. So we're hoping that we can beat that number this year and try to get as many people out as possible. New this year, what we did, and we are very excited about, is that we hosted a talent and an end zone dance competition. So many kids throughout West New York were showing us their best moves, and we were going to have people judge. We're looking for the community to judge that night, and they might be able to see their child or their friend or their sibling featured in the show on New Year's Eve.
First Night Buffalo, one of Independent Health Foundation's signature event, marking its 34th year, is an event of full activities and an entertainment for the entire family. Make sure to go to that website, whether it's with your grandkids, whether it's with your children, independenthealthfoundation.org. on New Year's Eve. Carrie Meyer, Executive Director of the Independent Health Foundation. Thanks for being on this segment. We appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.